Blog Talk Radio.
Then you say, what you mean? Well, y'all not able to back up what you're teaching. You just said that because Alicia said it. But if you're really a student of the Bible, then you show me that. Don't tell me it's right because Alicia said it's right. Show me it's right because you're able to prove it's right. Now, I'm tired of y'all making all them statements that a day become before a night, and the only defense you have is Alicia said it. Now, is that an adequate response? Sure. I don't mind telling you that at all. Because if you can't back it up, and you've been in this class 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and you can't show us a verse that clearly identifies to the world that the day starts before night, then maybe what they're saying is true. I certainly hope it's not. But you're going to have to do and show me something. Does anyone want to show us something?
They put their darkness for light. It broke your covenants of day and the night. You gave the sun and the moon and all the stars that shine. When you see them in the sky, but signs, seasons and the time. Another reason to divide Genesis 1 and 5. You said the evening and the morning were the first day. Not from evening until morning or from evening until evening. What the heathen teaches, delete our birth race. Let's read the verse, wait. Jeremiah 31 and 35. If those ordinances depart from the order that you made it, then also shall the seed of Jacob see forever from being a nation. Some say he dumb because he don't understand the Hebrew language or speak the tongue and follow ancient civilization. My lexicon is broken, but y'all define what's spoken. So he put the words in my mouth like Aharon to Moses. That's because I know the sire. You can't mix Yom and Lila or in Koshek, neither. We travel with a pillar and cloud. By day and by night, a pillar of fire. Add not to, least he reprove it, you be found a liar. If a day begins the evening when it's quite dark, well, let me ask the question, when does the night start? Is it the same? Some scriptures you can't find. Daniel 7:25, they'll think to change time. The fourth beast chopped the earth, still getting devoured. Nowadays, start the 12 a.m. for 24 hours. But let me get some scripture proving day starts in the morning. Judges 19:25-26, of 1 Samuel 19:11, Numbers 11:32, Exodus 16:23. It says tomorrow was the Sabbath, bake what you would bake today. See what you would see, cause in the morning you won't see a thing. They asking what is the importance, let me reconvene. Don't think it's only blabbing, cause if you don't know when the day starts, then you won't know when to keep the holy Sabbath. We follow modern men who teach you about historians. Pope George, Calendar, Gregorian. It gotta be a moral to the story in this spiritual war we in. Got me swinging wars again, cause we don't know the Father, they gon' have to bring more again. Job 17:12, check what the writers say. The light is short because the darkness, they change the night to day. Ain't here to scold or diss on my mission, to show the difference, confirming the holy scriptures, the curse if I low to mention. The wicked plotting while you sleep, creating bold inventions. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, they goal extension. Wipe out our whole existence by putting holes in the ozone. So we overexposed to the solar remission. If you would only listen, you would've got the news. I'm well protected like an insect in a rat cocoon that never hatched to bloom. Israel is black, Israelis, well, I guess the Jew lies like the back of June. Destroyed our culture, molded sculptures, but history will never say it right. The first ones that gave us Christ turned to day to night. I wonder would they change their life instead of hating sight and praying that I throw away my mic.
And Elohim divided. Notice everything was dark at first. And Elohim divided
the light from the darkness.
The light from the darkness.
And Elohim called the light day.
What's the first thing he defined? What's the first thing he gave a name to? What's the first thing he found that was good? Elohim called the light that it was good. So Elohim divided.
Number 28, verse 4 and 5, sacrifices involved, which is the order that's commanded by law. Morning and evening, we're offering and giving to God. Not meaning to be offensive, just bringing another witness. Exodus 10:13, in case your brain need refocus. The east wind came all day and night, next day you're falling locust. Y'all played ball darkness in Egypt while we had light and Goshen. Genesis 1:14, give you the reason for for the lights appointed. Greater light the rule by day, less of the rule by night. Show up the day stars the evening, is that the greatest of light? Nah, that mean the day is coming to conclusion. That decree is given by y'all, and not yet jumping to conclusions. Psalm 136, 7 through 9, it explains plenty. But when you ask for a script that says the day stars the night, they don't provide any. Further, can they explain what it means to decree that y'all said Ezekiel 46, 13 through 15? I mean, if the day starts at night, exactly what will you see? A vessel I can truly agree. I'm standing for my people. Y'all as righteous never is the equal. This for those who spoke in English or you fluent Hebrew. The law is given to Israel and not a stranger. Stand by the words of y'all. I'm just a freak of nature. I suppose no scripture flows or antidote to cure us from mental sickness. This is broken. We need to fix it. Isaiah 60, 19, 20. Reduce your theories of pennies. Obadiah, Azariah, spewing out y'all's fire. The covenant made was spoken. 33, the Jeremiah. Yeah. Iron is sharp as iron.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. First and foremost, giving all praise and honor to the Holy One of Israel, to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein, is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yah is holy, Yah is righteous, and let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, I come before you on another beautiful, glorious day that the Almighty has adorned before us, even this third day of the week, to bring you another program of nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth. For Yah ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I will do. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street. Again, bringing you nothing but the truth. And today, for the next 7 days, we're going to discuss and talk about Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. And we're going to let you know what Yah signs, seasons, days, and years not only are, but what the Creator had to say about these signs, seasons, days, and year according to His words. And you're going to find that these things are diverse from anything that you had ever been told. And not only they're diverse from everything that you've been taught, but they're diverse from all the other nations upon the face of the earth. And everything we bring you, we're going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yah sent us to tell you the truth. But who is this Yah that I'm speaking about? And who is this Yah that sent us to tell you anything, and that we would dare take His words, put it in our mouth, and speak them to you? Well, this Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael. Yah is our King. He's our lawgiver. and he's our only Savior. And not just Israel, but also of the world. That's who Yah is. And we're going to bring to you his words. The Creator let us know as we were discussing yesterday that seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. No one of these things will fail. None shall want her mate. For his mouth has gathered his mouth have commanded, and his spirit has gathered. And what did his mouth command, and what did his spirit gather? The various books that we will be bringing to you each and every day. So you don't have to go nowhere else searching for the word of Yah. And you don't have to trust or put your trust in anything else other than the words that he gave you in his book. And we're going to prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt as well. Now, do I expect everyone to understand the things that we're teaching them? To understand the things that we're bringing forth to them? No, I do not. The Creator let us know in the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, and I want to read that because I don't expect everybody and everyone to get it. As a matter of fact, I can expect the mass majority of the people will not. But also, I can also expect that as soon as many hear me, they will be afraid and they will instantly turn. And that's only because they're not afraid of me, because I'm no one. I'm just a man. I'm just dust. I'm just flesh and blood. But the word of Yah, that's where the power lies. In the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, this is what it says, starting at the third verse.
And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever.
Yeah, there's going to be somebody that is considered wise, and they're going to shine as the brightness of the firmament. And they, speaking of the wise, shall turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Now, they won't see all these people because these people that they're going to influence are all over the world. But people that they had not met or seen. But yet they're going to turn them into righteousness. Go ahead.
But thou, O Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall be increased. Then I, Daniel, looked, and behold, there stood other two, the one on this side of the bank of the river, and the other on that side of the bank of the river.
So we find that knowledge shall be increased, and many shall run to and fro. And when this time happened, and knowledge is being increased, and when this time happened, what do the scriptures say will take place?
And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders? And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time, times, and half. and when the he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people, all these things shall be finished. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, O my Yah, what shall be the end of these things? And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Many shall be purified and made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand.
Yeah, the wise are going to understand everything that I'm saying. They're going to understand everything that I'm bringing to you. But according to the scriptures, the wicked are not going to understand the very things that I'm bringing to you. And the reason why the wicked is not going to be able to understand is because I'm bringing you the truth. Anybody can understand a lie, but everybody can't understand the truth. And this is what we're going to tell you. And this is why it's very important to seek ye out of the book of Yah. As I stated before, we're going to discuss Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. And what are Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years? What are they? Well, first of all, let's show you what they are so you can understand the very thing that we're going to discuss. You'll find this in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. And watch what the Creator lets us know in the 14th verse.
And Elohim said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
And that's what we're here to discuss. Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. And how do you determine Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years? Well, according to the scriptures, it says, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be. In other words, these lights are for signs. They are for seasons. They are for days. And they are as well for years. But our people had not learned the signs and seasons, days and years from the word of Yah. They have learned this from their enemies. So today, many of our people, what they believe is a sign for days and for years and for months and for seasons is a light that they call the crescent light. This crescent light is the first sliver of light from what you know of as the moon. And what our people have learned to do from our enemies is to use that light to mark their days. Now they use that even though the Creator told us emphatically that the moon is a light by night. In other words, the moon is never a light by day. Never, ever. The moon, you will never see a date attached to the moon. As a matter of fact, you won't even see a date attached to the night. Period. Because the moon is a light by night. But yet, even though the Creator said this, and as a matter of fact, the Creator said he made the moon for the function of to separate the day or the night from the day. So when the night begins to turn morning, what do you think he used to separate that night from the day? Well, the moon and the stars. And when the day begins to get night, what do you think he used? The sun by day and the moon and the stars by night. That's the word of Yah. So Yah's not going to go back on his word and then take this moon and make it for days. This does not exist. And this is a total contradiction of the word of Yah. But if that is true, what I'm saying, and I'm going to prove that it is, then what are the signs that we should be looking for, as well as the seasons, as well as the days, as well as the years? What mark these things? Well, we're going to show you. But the first thing I want to show you is the sign that the Creator put in the earth to let you know who He has sanctified. Because if you know this first and you understand this thing, because you are considered a wise, then you're going to understand what I'm saying from this point in time on. And watch what the Creator did to let us know that He sanctified Israel. And watch this. And how did He do it? He sanctified Israel and separated them from the whole world. But not just them. Watch what it says. And we're going to start reading in the book of Exodus, the 31st chapter. And don't forget, remember what we're discussing. We're discussing Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. In the book of Exodus 31. We're going to start reading at the 12th verse.
Yahweh spake unto Moshe, saying, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbaths or Sabbath ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am Yahweh that doth sanctify you.
So how is it that the Sabbath day, the Shabbat, separate Israel, which are the people of the Most High? Since the lights are the signs, season, days, and year, what light did the Creator give us to sanctify us, that we might be a sign that we separated from everybody? Well, we're going to show you that sign. The Sabbath is a sign, but then it's going to show you within the confines of that Sabbath what Yah do to separate and to sanctify. 14th verse.
Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to Yahweh. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death.
This is how we know it's talking about the literal seventh-day Sabbath. Because now he's getting into the details about whoever defileth it shall surely be put to death. Because as you all may know, there's many people defiling the Sabbath day because they teach and believe and tell you that you don't even have to keep the Sabbath. Continue reading.
Wherefore, the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath.
They shall keep the Sabbath.
To observe the Sabbath.
And they shall observe the Sabbath.
Throughout their generations.
Throughout their generations.
For a perpetual covenant.
For a perpetual, meaning an everlasting covenant.
It is a sign.
It is a sign. And what is this sign? Go ahead.
Between me and the children of Israel. Forever. For in 6 days Yahweh made the heaven and earth. And on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed.
So what is that sign? Well, I'm going to show you that sign. Because the same sign that the Almighty used to sanctify us is the very same sign that he used to sanctify the Sabbath day. And you're going to understand what I'm telling you is the truth. Watch what the Creator let us know in the book of Genesis, the first chapter. Let us go there where it all began. This is where it all began. Now, we notice that on the fourth day of the week, this is where the Creator gave the decree to actually give the very signs and seasons and days and years. In other words, on the fourth day, this is when the signs was born. This is when the seasons was born. This is when the days was born. This is when the years was born. Just like a newborn baby. The day they born, you mark it. Because once you mark that day, then you can begin to count those days of that newborn baby. But you got to know the day in which it was born. And the day the lights was born on in the fourth day was the fourth day. And watch, 3 days later, 3 days after the lights was born, look what happened 3 days later. We come to what we know of as the Sabbath day. And this is what it says about the Sabbath day in Genesis, the second chapter, the very first verse.
Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work, which he had made. And he rested on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work, which Elohim created and made.
Which Elohim created and made. He rested, he sanctified it, he blessed it, and he ended his work. On the seventh day. But little do people know, because they had not been taught this, the Sabbath day literally actually had a date. And what was the date of the Sabbath? Well, the date of the Sabbath, it came on the third day of the very first month. Because what do you think the lights was for? It was our sign, season, days, and years. And not only it was the third day of the very first month, it was the third day. And why the third day? Because it came 3 days after the lights was born. And not only it was the first month, but it also was the first year. So in the first year, the first month, on the third day of that first month, the Sabbath was born. This is the very first Sabbath. And not only was the first month, the first year, but this was the very first season on the third day of the month. And not only that, this is the very first sign that Yah gave to show and to demonstrate that he has separated this day from all the other days that he had made. And why? Because it happened 3 days after the very first light, which means it was the very first month, the very first year, the very first season, and the third day of this month. To prove to you that I'm telling you the truth, that, well, I don't have to prove to you that the very first Sabbath came 3 days. I shouldn't have to prove to you that. Because all you got to do is count after the fourth day. And to get to the seventh day, all you got to do is count 3 more days and you got 7. So I shouldn't have to prove to you that. But this was the very first year. And this was the very first month. And this was the very first season. And this should not be strange to you that the very first thing Yah separated was the Sabbath day. And it came on the third day of the very first month, first year. Because this, what Yah would do to sanctify and to separate everything that he would separate and sanctify. Why do you think he said the Sabbath is a sign between him and his people? Because when he sanctified the Sabbath, it was the third day of that month. Watch what he do when he sanctified Israel. And if you've been listening to anything that I've been teaching, you know what the third represents. The third represents Yah's messenger on earth. Because Yah, once he made the earth, he was not going to make the earth without a messenger that will rule and have dominion over the earth, that will be his servant, that will bring in the righteousness that he desired. So who was this righteous nation? Well, in the book of Exodus 19, it's going to let you know who this righteous nation is. The very first Sabbath was on the third day. 3 days after the very lights that was made. In the book of Exodus 19, starting at the 10th verse. Well, I want, first of all, before you read that 10th verse, read the, start at the 3rd verse.
And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yahweh called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, Ye have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if ye will obey my voice indeed, and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine.
All the earth is mine.
And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests.
You're going to be, watch this. You're going to be unto me a kingdom of priests.
And an holy nation.
Well, how do you become holy? How do you become a holy nation? Well, you become a holy nation by being separated from all the other nations that separated on earth. As a matter of fact, that's the only reason why the Sabbath day is the only holy day, because it was separated from all the other days of the week. And since it was separated, it was holy. And what day did Yah decide to do that? Well, the third day of the very first month. In the very first year. But here, Now he's making a holy people unto himself. And the sixth verse said again,
and ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and an holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel.
And if you know anything about Yah, Yah don't change. He don't change. And look at the day that Yah had determined and desired to sanctify and separate his people. In the 10th verse.
And Yahweh said unto Moses, go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, and be ready against the third day. For the third day Yahweh will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai.
Why the third day? Because they were a holy nation. And anytime Yah goes to separate and sanctify, make no mistake about it, it will be on the third. Whether it's the third day, the third month, the third year, it's going to be holy. And here it was the third day. But watch this. Not only was the third day, in the very first verse of the 19th chapter, look what it says.
In the third month.
It was also the third month, not the third moon, not the third sun, not the third stars, not the third sun, moon, and stars. It was the third month. And as I stated before, whether it's the third day, the third year, the third month, Yah, this is the sign to let him know that he separated you. And why? Because you are my messenger on earth that I sanctified you unto me. And the Sabbath, Yahweh sanctified unto himself and separated that from all the other days of the week. And the first Sabbath was on the third, 3 days after the lights was born. That is an absolute biblical truth. It is an absolute biblical truth that Israel was sanctified on the third day of the third month. But why? Because they was holy. And why? Because they were separated. And why? Because this is your sign. This is your season. This is your day. And this is your year that he would do the very thing that we're talking about. And that is separating, sanctifying. Not only Israel, the very first man that Yah would even call a prophet. Watch what the Creator said about this very first man that even had a vision and a dream where the word of Yah came unto him saying. You'll find this in the book of Genesis, the 22nd chapter. The very man that the Almighty said, look unto the rock from whence you are healed. And look what it says about this man. And let's see if this man was holy. And let's see if he was separated. And if he was separated, and if he was holy, how was he separated? How was he holy? And what would Yah do to him? In the book of Genesis 22, starting at the very first verse.
And it came to pass after these things that Elohim did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there a burnt for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of.
And a lot of people don't know the word Moriah is a Hebrew word, which means Yah has seen. And the Mount Moriah is part of the Holy Land, a land that Yah has separated from all the other lands on the earth. And we're going to get into that land, and we're going to show you how we know that was separated from all the other lands on earth. Go ahead.
And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place which Elohim had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with an ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again unto you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am, my son. And he said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
Yeah, but what day was this on? What day, this great test, this great thing that was going on, when was this done? Well, in the fourth verse, it says, Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and he saw the place afar off. Why on the third day? Because this is the day that Yah desired and determined that he would sanctify his servants, his messenger. Why do you think the Sabbath day was on the third day of the very first month, the very first year? This is why it came 3 days after the lights was born. A lot of people, why did he have the lights in the middle of the week? Why didn't he just start it at the beginning? Because Yah never wanted you to follow no sun, moon, and stars. He just put them there once they was born. Then all you had to do is number. Just like a baby, once it's born, all you have to do is number. But all the other nations, it was divided unto them. So they had to follow the moon. They had to follow the sun. They had to follow the stars. And the Almighty said, don't be like them. And I'm going to show you that. He said, I didn't give you that for them, that purpose. I told you the ending from the beginning. So here, Israel was sanctified on the third day. Abraham was sanctified on the third day. And even the Sabbath day was sanctified on the third day. And let me show you something else. You'll find this in the book of Exodus also. And let us turn to Exodus, the second chapter. Because Abraham was the prophet that the Almighty told us to look to. To look to for righteousness. Because he said, that is the rock from whence we were hewn. As a matter of fact, let me just go back to Abraham for a second. Right before I read, we're going to Exodus 2. We're going to go there. But I need to show you this in Genesis 15 about Abraham. Just to further show how sanctified and separated he is, and how Yah will use this sign to sanctify his people. And you notice when the Almighty made the lights on the fourth day, you don't know the significance of this yet. But before the fourth day, there was 3 days. And after the fourth day, there were 3 days. And we're going to show you why that is so vitally important. And you're going to see that that is the sign that Yah will use for his holy people and for holiness, period. In the book of Genesis 15, watch what it says. In the 8th verse. No, 7th verse.
And he said unto him, I am Yahweh that brought thee out of the land of Ur, of the Chaldees, to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Yah Elohim, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it?
How am I going to know that I'm going to inherit this great land, this holy land, this land that's better and separated from all the other lands on the earth? How am I going to know that this is going to be mine, and it's also going to be my descendants? And watch what Yah said.
And he said unto me, take me a heifer of 3 years old.
I thought the only thing you can take to Yah is something that's a year old. You won't read Yah taking no 3 year old nothing. Not a 3 year old boy. Not a 3 year old heifer. Not a 3 day old nothing. As a matter of fact, the priests, when they took the offerings, it had to be eaten by 3 days. And they said if it go past, the food go past the third day, they had to get rid of it. Because the third or three is holy. And it's what sanctifies you in the earth. And why? Because this is the day he made the earth. This is the day he made the fruits and the vegetables that you bring as an offering. And the only thing you bring out of the offering is something that's holy to Yah. This is the day you brought it. And you're going to see that. Read that 9th verse again.
And he said unto him, take me a heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old.
Why three different animals? All 3 years old. Then you took a turtle dove and a young pigeon. Why? Because I'm trying to show you this third is what sanctifies you and separates you to Yah. And this sanctified and separated Abraham. A man that was called, a man that was named the first prophet in the scriptures. In other words, before Abraham, there was nobody called a prophet. He was the first man called a prophet. And watch what the scriptures say about this next man who was called the greatest prophet in the scriptures that Yah spoke to. Face to face as a man to speak it unto a friend. In the book of Exodus, the 2nd chapter. In the book of Exodus, the 2nd chapter. Starting at the very first verse.
And there went a man of the house of Levi and took to him a wife and took to wife a daughter of Levi.
A daughter of Levi. Well, when was Levi born? Well, little do people know, Levi was the third born in Israel. He was the third son of Jacob. He was the third son of Leah. And what did Yah do with Levi? Did not he separate them? Matter of fact, Levi can't even be numbered. He took the firstborn of Israel instead of the Levites because the Levites, according to the scriptures, Levi belonged to Yah. And why? Because he's separating. And why? Because he's holy. And why? Because he was the third born. Because that is the sign that Yah used to sanctify and to make holy. And he separated Levi. And watch what else it says. And I may add, if you don't believe me, all you got to do is read Genesis, the 29th chapter, around the 32nd, 33rd verse, and you will see what I'm telling you is the truth concerning Levi being a third born. And as a matter of fact, according to the book of Malachi, the second chapter, he's called the messenger of Yah. But continue reading.
And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him and hid him 3 months.
Well, she hid him 3 months. Why 3 months? Why you gotta hide a child for 3 months? Well, the reason why he's here for 3 months, because as I told you before, whether it's the third day, the third year, the third morn, the third season, it don't matter. The third represents Yahweh has sanctified you and separated you. And this is what he would do with Levi, but not with just Levi. Let me show you who they speaking of right now. Third verse.
And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and dabbed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the fig flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off to wit what would be done to him. And the daughter of Pharaoh came down to wash herself at the river, and her maidens walked along by the river's side. And when she saw the ark among the flags, she went, sent her maid to fetch it. And when she had opened it, she saw the child, and behold, the babe wept, and she had compassion on him, and said, this is one of the Hebrews' children. Then said his sister to Pharaoh's daughter, shall I go and call to thee a nurse of the Hebrew women, that she may nurse the child for thee? And Pharaoh's daughter said to her, go. And the maid went and called the child's mother. And Pharaoh's daughter said unto her, take this child away and nurse it for me, and I will give thee thy wages. And the woman took the child and nursed it. And the child grew, and she brought him unto Pharaoh's daughter. And he became her son. And she called his name Moses. And she said, because I drew him out of the water.
Now Moses is born. And you didn't even know of Moses. You didn't even know the name of Moses until 3 months after. And this is the name in which the world would know. Everyone would know from that time forward. And why 3 months? Because three is the sign. And did not Yah say the lights are for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years? Well, we're giving you the sign. And what sign is it? Well, the third. Because the third is a light. How do you know? How do we know a third day? How do we know a third season or a third month? Because this is Yah's sign. This is Yah's days. And I'm going to show you what Yair say about this same exact thing. In the proof of Yah and shadow of a doubt that Yah's prophets were holy and they were sanctified, it should be enough that I showed you that they all had the sign of three, which, according to the scriptures, that's what sanctified you. That's what separates you. That's what separated Israel. That's what separated the Sabbath day. That's what separated Abraham. That's what separated Moses. And look what the Almighty said about his prophets in the book of First Chronicles, the 16th chapter. First Chronicles, the 16th chapter. And I want you to start reading at the 12th verse.
Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders, and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Yaakov, his chosen ones. He is Yahweh our Elohim. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Yitzchak, and hath confirmed the same to Yaakov for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sakes.
He reproved kings for their sake, and he allowed no man to do them harm.
Saying, touch not mine anointed.
Because these are the anointed of Yah. Touch not my anointed.
And do my prophets no harm.
And do my prophets no harm. And why? Because these, his prophets and his people, are separated. They are anointed by Yah. They have the sign of holiness upon them. They've been sanctified just like the Sabbath day, which came 3 days after the very light that Yah will make. And these are the very signs. These are the very days. But let me show you the very seasons and years. Oh, right before I show you that. Not only the Almighty told us not, and told the world, and told the nations, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Furthermore, the Creator lets us know this in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, the 20th verse. And watch what it says in the book of 2 Chronicles, the 20th chapter, the 20th verse. And what are we discussing? We're discussing Yah's signs, seasons, days, and years. And the very first sign that we're discussing is the sign that sanctified the Sabbath, which is the same sign that sanctified his holy people, which is the same sign that sanctified his prophets. And watch what else. This very sign sanctified also. But right before I show you that, 2 Chronicles 20:20.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Yehuda, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yahweh your Elohim.
Believe in Yah your Elohim.
So shall ye be established.
And that's how you become established, by believing in Yah your Elohim.
Believe his prophets.
Now this is how you prosper. You believe his prophets.
So shall ye prosper.
So shall ye prosper. And many of our people don't know the prophets of Yah. And if you don't know a prophet, if I ask you, well, who's a prophet? Do you know any prophets around? And you don't know, then how can you prosper? And you don't even know a prophet. And if you don't know a prophet, then how can you know Elohim? Believe in Yah, believe in Elohim, and you will surely be established. Believe in his prophets, and so shall ye prosper. And if you're listening to me today, you should be prospering in knowledge. Because now what I'm going to show you, after I show you one more thing, is Yah's, you've seen a sign, and this is just the first sign I'm showing you, because there's many. I'm showing you the sign to sanctify his servants, his prophets, his Sabbath. They all the same sign. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, this is what it says in the seventh verse.
Surely Yahweh will do nothing.
He will absolutely do nothing.
But he revealeth his secret unto his servants, the prophets.
His servants, the prophets. And why? Because he has sanctified them. He has separated them. So since they sanctify, since they are his messenger and representative on the earth, this is who he will reveal his secrets to. That's why if anybody's speaking the word of Yah, the first thing I want to know is, what is Yah's secrets? Tell me Yah's secret. If you can't tell me Yah's secret, then I know that Yah has not separated you and sanctified you as his servant, the prophet. Because I don't hear no secrets. And that is not hard to do for Yah's prophet. Because that's what he was raised up to do. And watch this. Just to show you Yah's seasons and Yah's years. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Since these lights are for signs, you see the first sign we're dealing with. We're dealing with the third for a reason. Because this is the sign that separated you and us. This is the sign that separated Yah's prophets. This is the sign that separated the Sabbath day. Why you think he said the Sabbath is a sign that I sanctify you? Because the Sabbath was the very first thing that received Yah's sign. And it was the very first thing Yah separated. And he only gave the Sabbath to holy sanctified people. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 26th chapter. Starting at the 12th verse, and watch what it says.
When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes of thine increase the third year.
And why the third year? What do you think the word tithe means? Well, the word tithe just means tenth. But what is a tenth? If you've been listening to us, you would know a tenth is the order of three. In other words, a tenth is just three. Matter of fact, I think if you break down the tenth, it's, when you break down ten, it'll come to 3.33333. It's just all threes. And all the tenth is a third. It's the order of three. No wonder a tithe is in the third year. Watch what to read that again.
When thou hast made an end of tithing all the tithes without increase, the third year.
The third year.
Which is the year of tithing.
Which is the year of tithing. And tithing, a tithe is holy. A tithe is separated. No wonder it was in the third year. No wonder this year was called the year of tithing. Was let you know this year was holy. And this some people don't want to keep. How can you be a sanctified people and have the sign of three and not keep the Sabbath day? And not pay tithes, and then, because all the righteous paid tithes, Abraham paid tithes, Jacob paid tithes. I understand why they paid tithes now, because they were sanctified, they were separated, they were holy. And here we got people today talking about, no, we don't believe in tithes. We got people saying, I don't believe in keeping the Sabbath day. And these are things that sanctify you and separate you. And it's supposed to be a sign upon you that you are sanctified. So if you're not doing these things, and then you got the same people who don't want to pay tithes, who don't want to keep the Sabbath day, or the same people say they don't even know who a prophet is, which has the sign of three also, who's sanctified and anointed. When thou hast made an end of tithing, all the tithes of thy increase, the third year, which is the year of tithing, and hath given it unto the Levite, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, that they may eat within thy gates and be filled. In other words, you're supposed to have within your cities, within your towns, within your communities, within your gates and where you live, something for the Levite. Now, who is the Levite? A Levite is a messenger of Yah. A Levite is the third born of Jacob. No wonder he can get tithes. No wonder he can eat from tithes. No wonder Yah wanted us to take care of him. Because he belonged to Yah. And he didn't get inheritance like everyone else. His inheritance was the Most High. And he also wanted us to take care of the stranger, the fatherless, and the widow. And this is something that nobody wants to do. And watch the third, they talk about it, but I can assure you they're not doing it. The 13th verse says what?
Then thou shalt say before Yah thy Elohim, I have brought away the hollow things out of mine house.
Yeah, because this was a hollow thing. In other words, this was a sanctified thing. This was a separate thing. And I brought it out of my house.
And also have given them unto the Levite and unto the stranger and to the fatherless.
To the widow, according to all thy commandments, which thou hast commanded me. And I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use, nor given aught thereof for the dead. But I have hearkened to the voice of Yah the Elohim, have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. Because this was holy. This is what holy people do. And this is the time or the season and the year, the third year, that this holy thing was supposed to be done in the third year. And if you don't know when the third year is, see, every month, every year, every day, the Almighty marked. He marked all these things. Because he didn't want you to go on the horn after your own eyes and after your own heart. So he let us know when these things were. So you wouldn't go a horn after your own eyes. And let me show you when the third year was. When it came. When it occurred. When it happened. Go to the book of Genesis. And I may add, Levi himself only had three children. His three children, since Levi was the third born, his children were Aaron, Moses, and Miriam. He only had three. And I told you what the sign is. And all three were prophets. All three. All separated. And you'll read that in the book, I think, of 1 Chronicles, the 6th chapter. But we in the book of Genesis. Genesis, the 40th chapter. Because this is another servant, messenger of Yah, that Yah had decided and determined to separate. And look when he did it. In the book of Genesis, the 40th chapter. Start at the first verse so everybody will know exactly what we're dealing with.
And it came to pass after these things that the butler of the king of Egypt and his baker had offended their master, the king of Egypt. And Pharaoh was wroth against two of his officers, against the chief of the butlers and against the chief of the bakers. And he put them in ward in the house of the captain of the guard, into the prison, the place where Joseph was bound. And the captain of the guard charged Joseph with them. And he served them, and they continued a season in ward. And they dreamed both of them, each man his dream in one night, each man according to the interpretation of his dream, the butler and the baker of the king of Egypt, which were bound into the prison. And Joseph came in to them in the morning and looked upon them, and behold, they were sad. And he asked Pharaoh's officers that were with him in the ward of the master's house, saying, wherefore look ye so sadly today? And they said unto him, we have dreamed a dream. And there is no interpreter of it. And Joseph said unto them, do not interpretations belong to Elohim? Tell me them, I pray you. And the chief butler told his dream to Yosef, and to him, and said to him, in my dream, behold, a vine was before me.
Now watch this dream so you can understand how you know this man was sanctified, certified, bona fide messenger of the Most High.
And in the vine were three branches.
In the 10th verse, and in the vine, there were three branches. Why three? Go ahead.
And it was as though it budded, and her blossoms shot forth, and the clusters thereof brought forth ripe grapes. And Pharaoh's cup was in my hand, and I took the grapes and pressed them into Pharaoh's cup, and I gave the cup into Pharaoh's hand. And Joseph said unto him, this is the interpretation of it. The three branches are 3 days.
Three branches are 3 days. And you're going to understand why it's 3 days. Go ahead.
Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thine head and restore thee unto thy place. And thou shalt deliver Pharaoh's cup into his hand after the former manner when thou was his butler.
All right.
But think on me when it shall be well with thee. And show kindness, I pray thee, unto me. Make mention of me unto Pharaoh, and bring me out of this house. For indeed I was stolen away out of the land of the Hebrews, and here also have I done nothing that they should put me into the dungeon. When the chief baker saw that the interpretation was good, he said unto Joseph, I also was in my dream, and behold, I had three white baskets
now
on my head.
Three white baskets.
And in the uppermost basket there was all manner of baked meats for Pharaoh, and the birds did eat them out of the basket upon my head. And Joseph answered and said, this is the interpretation thereof. The three baskets are 3 days.
Not only the three branches was 3 days, but the three baskets are 3 days.
Yet within 3 days shall Pharaoh lift up thy head from off thee, and shall hang thee on a tree, and the birds shall eat thy flesh from off thee.
And watch this.
And it came to pass.
And it came to pass.
The third day.
The third day.
Which was Pharaoh's birthday.
Now, not only is the third day, but it's Pharaoh's birthday.
That he made a feast unto all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief butler and the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief butler unto his butlership again, and he gave the cup unto Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker. So Joseph had interpreted to them, as Joseph had interpreted to them. Yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him.
Go ahead.
Chapter 41. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river.
Now Pharaoh dreaming at the end of 2 full years. And little do people know, and this is what I'm going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt. Do you realize that the third year, because it says at the end of 2 full years. So if you at the end of 2 full years and the years is 2 full years, then you must be at the what? The third year. What do you think we're dealing with? We're dealing with three. We at the third year. And guess when the third year begins? Guess when the new month of the third year is? Well, it's on the third day. On the day that Pharaoh had his birthday. On the day that he hung the chief baker head. The day that the butler poured the wine in his cup. And on that day, Pharaoh had a dream. And in this dream, it was the third year. And if you count 12 months, 30 days each month from the fourth day, and when we started this discussion, because 3 days later was the Sabbath day. 12 months each year. 30 days every month. As soon as you get to the third year will begin on the third day. And why? Because three represents holiness. It represents what Yah would do with his messenger in the earth. It represents what Yah would sanctify. And here, he was sanctifying, he was separating his servant, his messenger, yourself, all the other people. And why the third year? Because the third year is holy. How do we know that? Isn't that, did not Yah call it the year of tithing? And is not tithing holy, hallow, and sanctified? And tithe just means tenth. And tenth is the order of three. Now do you understand? But watch Pharaoh dream. First verse, 41.
And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river.
And this is the third year. And watch what happened.
And behold, there came up out of the river 7 well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, seven other kind came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other kind upon the brink of the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kind did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kind, so Pharaoh awoke. And he slept and dreamed a second time. And behold, seven ears of corn came up upon one stalk, rank and good. And behold, seven thin ears blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the seven thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears. And Pharaoh woke, and behold, it was a dream.
It was a dream. Go ahead.
And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled.
In other words, all this happened on the third day and as well that night. But in the morning, his spirit was troubled. Go ahead.
And he sent and called for all the magicians of Egypt and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream, but there was none that could interpret them unto Pharaoh.
Now y'all going to get his praise, because now the third day is over. We're down. It's the fourth day. And we're going to go over the fourth day. And we're going to show you that this is y'all's praise. But watch what happens.
Then spake the chief butler unto Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day.
In other words, I remember my faults this day. Because there was something I should have did when I first came to you. Go ahead.
Pharaoh was wroth with his servants and put me in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, and I and he, we dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us a young man, a Hebrew servant, to the captain of the guard, and we told him, and he interpreted to us our dreams. To each man according to his dream he did interpret. And it came to pass as he interpreted to us, so it was. Me he restored unto mine office, and him he hanged. Then Pharaoh sent and called Joseph, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and shaved himself, and changed his raiment, and came into Pharaoh.
In other words, hastily, they rushed to get this guy. Man, let's get this guy right now, because this was very troubling. And we're going to get right to the interpretation. Because little do people know, this is when the children, after this, not long after this is when the children of Israel had to walk into Egypt.
And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. Elohim has showed Pharaoh what he is about to do. The seven good kind are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one, and the seven thin and ill-favored kind that came up after them are 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing which I have spoken unto Pharaoh. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth unto Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt, and there shall arise after them 7 years of famine, and all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land, and the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of famine following for it shall be very grievous.
And this famine was very grievous. I'm talking about so grievous that they won't even remember the years of plenty. 32nd verse. For that the dream was double unto Pharaoh.
Twice. It is because the thing is established by Elohim, and Elohim will shortly bring it to pass.
And then we keep telling y'all, at the mouth of two or more witnesses, shall a matter be established? And then we had some people criticize us, and that's the law. That's the law. He doubled his dream because it was established by Elohim, and Elohim will surely bring it to pass. Now, when did all this begin? Well, at the end of 2 full years. Well, you can't go past, if it's the end of 2 full years, you just can't jump over 3. Because after 2 is 3. That's how you know we're in the third year. And as a matter of fact, the third year began on the third day. This is how you know this thing is sanctified by the Most High. and expedite matters. Watch this. 7 years from the third year, you're going to get right back to the third year. In other words, you got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Then you got to go to, how you count this? You got the third year, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh, then the first and the second again. That's 7 years of what? A plenty. And then now you're starting all over again the third year for the years of famine. And watch what happens when the years of famine start. And you'll read this in Genesis, the 45th chapter. Again, 7 years of plenty was first. Third year was plenty. The fourth year was plenty. The fifth year was plenty. And did not Yah tell us that we're supposed to count 7 Sabbaths a year? Why do you think we're counting 7 years now? Third year, 1. Fourth year, 2. Fifth year, 3. Sixth year, 4. 7 year, 5. Then you're going back to the first year, 6. And the second year, 7. And now you're right back at the third year because you're about to go through 7 years of plenty. But watch what happens. I'm sorry, 7 years of famine because you did the 7 years of plenty. And watch what happens in Genesis 45. First verse.
And Joseph could not refrain himself before all them that stood by him, and he cried, cause every man to go out from me, and there stood no man with him, while Joseph made himself known unto his brethren. And he wept aloud, and the Egyptians of the house of Pharaoh heard. And Joseph said unto his brethren, I am Joseph. Doth my father yet live? And his brethren could not answer him, for they were troubled at his presence. And Joseph said unto his brethren, come near to me, I pray you. And they came near, and he said, I am Joseph, your brother, whom you sold into Egypt. Now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that ye sold me hither, for Elohim did send me before you to preserve life.
In other words, don't be angry, because look, I came into Egypt because of the Most High, and I'm to preserve life. And watch what it says in the sixth verse.
For these 2 years have the famine been in the land.
For these 2 years have the famine been in the land. And what years was that? Well, the third year, it was a famine. And then the fourth year, it's a famine. And that's when they came into Egypt, in the fourth year. They in the first year of the famine, which was the third year, they got food. And they left and went back home, but they had to leave their brother. But they ran out of food because the famine was grievous. So they had to go back to Egypt the second year. And that was in the fourth year. And watch what it says.
For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and yet there are 5 years in which there shall neither be earing nor harvest.
There's 5 more years left. Because the famine was in the third year, the famine was in the fourth year, but there's 5 more years left. Now, they already there in that fourth year. They already there. Go ahead.
And he sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance.
Now, how do we know it's the third year and the fourth year? Well, all this happened at the end of 2 full years. The second year had ended. So now we're in the third year. And there were 7 years of plenty. But now we're discussing the years of famine. And now we only got to the second year of famine. Go ahead.
And Elohim sent me before you to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but Elohim. And he hath made me a father to Pharaoh, and a master of all his house, and a ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. Haste ye, and go up to my father, and say unto him, Thus saith thy son Joseph, Elohim hath made me master over all Egypt. Come down unto me, tarry not. And thou shalt dwell in the land of Goshen, and thou shalt be near unto me, thou and thy children, and thy children's children, and thy flocks, and thy herds, and all that thou hast. And there will I nourish thee, for yet there are 5 years of famine.
There's 5 years of famine left.
Lest thou and thy household and all that thou hast come to poverty.
Lest everything come to poverty. In other words, you're going to be stricken poor. So come down unto me. And so when the children of Israel walked down into Egypt, it was the fourth year of Yah's Sabbaths of years. And in this fourth year, 430 years later, and we're going to discuss it, because we're going to discuss it tomorrow. They came out of Egypt in the first year, the 15th day of the very first month. Because 430 years from the fourth year is the first year, is the first month, the 15th day. And we're going to prove to you beyond a shadow of a doubt what you're hearing is the truth. I may add, just to show you about this last thing before we adjourn, in the book of Genesis 42, I just want you to see this, because they came to Joseph. They came into the land of Egypt. Well, just read it. Start at the ninth verse. 42, Genesis 42.
And Joseph remembered the dreams which he dreamed of them,
and said unto them, Ye are spies to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said unto him, No, my master, but to buy food are thy servants come. We are all one man's son. We are true men. Thy servants are no spies. And he said unto them, No, but to see the nakedness of the land ye are come. And they said, Thy servants are 12 brethren, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And behold, the youngest is this day with our father, and one is not. And Joseph said unto them, That is it that I spake unto you, saying, Ye are spies. Hereby ye shall be proved. By the life of Pharaoh shall not go forth hence, except your youngest brother come here. Send one of you, and let him fetch your brother, and ye shall be kept in prison, that your words may be proved, whether they be any truth in you, or else by the life of Pharaoh, surely ye are spies. And he put them all together into ward 3 days. And why 3 days? And Joseph said unto them, The third day this do and live, for I fear Elohim. If ye be true men, let one of your brethren be bound in the house of the prison. Go ye, carry corn for the famine of your houses, but bring your youngest brother unto me, so all your words be verified, and ye shall not die. And they did so. In other words, this was the first year of the famine. But then, what happened? He set them up again, put something in their baskets, because they had to come back and get some more food. That was the second year of the famine, which was the fourth year. And you're going to see, as I've been bringing to you all this evening, all this day, and even until this night, that this is your sign. And what is that? Three. His season. And when is that? The third season. And what year? The third year. And what day? The third day that Yah would use to sanctify, to separate his messenger unto himself. And this is what you're reading about. Even on this third day. Because this is Yah's sign, season, days, and year. And we're going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that when the children of Israel walked in Egypt to stay from the fourth year on, they sojourned 430 years. It was in this fourth year. And this, and 430 years later, our people were delivered from Egypt. Again, I pray that you take notes. But until tomorrow, Yah love you, and so do I. Shalom.
I'm staying down and paying.